Hey, welcome to NWC Podcast with your host, Noah Perez, and my co-host, JC Alvarez.
Yes, sir.
JC, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a really good week for me. What about you?
I'm waiting for my stimulus, but that's okay.
Are we all?
Anything interesting happened to you the past, I guess, almost 3 weeks? We haven't had an episode in like 3 weeks. Sorry, guys.
Hey, God's been good, man. I got a raise. And shoot, I'm just feeling good. I've just been feeling good throughout the week.
That's good. That's good. Did you pick up anything?
Pickups? Not yet. I'm thinking of getting a Series S. I want to try it out. I mean,
you mean try it? What do you mean try it out? I mean, you gonna get it and sell it?
Yeah. If I don't like it, yeah, I'll sell it.
Well, I need to get one so because I want to play. Gotham Knights.
Really?
Yeah, it comes out this year. We gotta play that.
Of course, I won't.
So play you it. Have to get it. Well, you gotta keep it.
I mean, everyone's been saying.
It's wait, so like you're saying that you're talking about the S? Are you saying the S?
Yes.
So you're saying you want to try that one out?
Yeah.
And then if not, you'll just get the.
I'll just get the X. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I got you. All right.
I mean, to be honest, everyone's been telling me that. It's pretty much an upgraded Xbox One. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, of course, it's still a next-gen console, but it's just like, why would you get it? So of course, I want to try it out.
Because you'll get those next-gen games, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's upgraded at the end of the day.
And if I like it...
No. And some people will say it's not an upgrade. It's a lie because it's still an upgrade at the end of the day.
Exactly.
All right. So, let's get into this, this new Aliens game. Called Fireteam, I believe.
Mm.
What did you think about the trailer and some of the gameplay that's been shown?
If I'm being honest, the trailer may look really cool, but the gameplay is like...
Well, it was IGN who did the gameplay, so...
Yeah, so... IGN, the people who play the games are just... How do I say it? It's trash. Like, this one dude, he was missing his... He was using a shotgun, right? And he was missing all his shells. He was just hitting wall each time. I'm just like, bro, hit your shots. Please hit your shots. But for the most part, I really like the aliens. He said it in the IGN that there's 20 types of aliens. Oof. So that sounds really cool.
It's a lot. And they said there's 4 campaigns with 3 missions each.
Mm.
Which, I mean, I don't know why you would call it 4 campaigns.
Right.
I hope the missions are long, then.
They better be.
You're going to be able to beat it in a day.
You better not. Like, if I'm, like, depending on what they price it, if they price it, like, up, like, $6.
Yeah, if it's $6, I'm not doing it. I say it maybe the $30 to $40 range.
That'll be reasonable.
That's what the game looks like to me personally. And it looks like, you know, it obviously can be fun with, you know, friends. And, I mean, I guess I'm a little bit bummed out about the 3-player count. They shouldn't upgrade it to 4, but it's whatever, you know, the 3 amigos, whatever. The sounds seem okay. The alien sounds seem great. But just one thing is that I just don't like how the acid in the game can just disappear so quickly. Which, I mean, I guess I can say, oh, it's going through the floor.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a little animation that shows it going through the floor, then yeah, I'll give you that. But it's not like a, oh my god, I gotta get this game. Like,
it's one of those games that are just like, it's a pretty good game, but I'll probably get it when it's on discount. It's one of those games.
It's one of those games. All right, so let's get to our next topic. Snyder Cut is not canon.
I'm so mad at that. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, why? Why not? Like,
because WB wants it to fail anyways.
They have no hopes for it. Like,
but... some people got to watch it early, and I believe the premiere is going on right now. Mm. Good reviews.
Really?
It has a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
4 hours long.
That's crazy. Like, you gotta take breaks, yo. I don't know. I mean, it's possible to watch them for 4 hours, but...
Well, yeah, right? You gotta take, like, one intermission.
Right.
Which, we're probably gonna take an intermission at the 2 hour mark.
Right.
When me and JC watch it, and we'll have our review for the next episode. So stay tuned for that.
Because with my ADD, man... Once that 2 hour hits, I'm like, all right, man, this is getting too long. That's why I couldn't watch The Godfather, because the movies are long, man. Like, I couldn't watch it.
I mean, you watched Endgame. That was 3 hours.
I mean, yeah, but once you hit that second hour, you're like, okay, there's only an hour left, so we're good. But 4 hours? Like, come on.
Man, just imagine all the new context they get, because... For me, I'm a big Zack Snyder fan when it comes to Batman vs. Superman with the Ultimate Edition. Literally, they just took out 30 minutes. I think it was like around 30 minutes of footage. They took that out of the theater cut, the theatrical release, whatever you want to call it. And right. It made the movie terrible.
Yeah.
But with Ultimate Edition, he adds those 30 minutes in, and the movie makes so much more sense with that.
Right.
Which, have you still not seen Ultimate Edition?
I have not.
Yeah.
It made it so much better. Are you serious?
Just by 30 minutes.
That's crazy.
Because one thing is that they didn't explain, like, why they thought Superman killed those people in the beginning.
Right.
Because then everyone was like, well, you can tell that they were killed by bullets.
Right, yeah.
But in the Ultimate Edition, it shows that they killed them with the guns, obviously, and then they burned them. To make it look like he uses heat ray vision.
Okay.
So yeah, it made more sense. But like, literally, they just had to cut that little piece out, and then it made no sense at all. The logic was just through the window.
That's what I hate about Hollywood movies. Like, sometimes they cut out parts that are not necessary. Like, for example,
no, I'm talking about that. Well, in this situation, it is necessary.
Well, yeah, but like, what I'm trying to explain is, like, for example, in the Star Wars movies, like, there's a lot of parts that they cut out.
Oh, you're talking about the Rise of the Skywalker?
Yes.
The Rise of the Pooper?
like you don't have to cut those parts out. Like,
they cut Anakin, man.
Yeah, like, how any parts?
They cut Anakin, they cut a lightsaber duel between Palpatine and Ben Solo and Rey. And they were so mad because they like, obviously, when you have a fight scene, you gotta, like, work on that for, like, weeks. You gotta practice that for weeks. And they did all that. They shot it, and Captain Kenny was like, nah.
It's just so dumb to me, like. Man.
Rise of Skywalker's trash.
It had potential, but, like, it fell miserably. It really did.
It was doomed from The Last Jedi. Force Awakens was so good. That's one of it's
right.
Here, actually, let's do a quick rate your Star Wars movies. I will go first. There's 9 in total.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm gonna go from least to most. So the 9th spot is The Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
I guess I kind of like The Last Jedi more than Rise of Skywalker, so the 8th spot goes to the Last Jedi. And then the I don't know if people are going to hate me when I say this. The
say it.
7th spot goes to Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
And then the 6th spot, I say, goes to Phantom Menace. 5th spot goes to Attack of the Clones. Well, actually, no, I'm going to take that back. Switch those. 7th spot is Attack of the Clones. 6th spot is Phantom Menace. Because I actually really like Phantom Menace for Qui-Gon.
Okay.
And I'm on 4th spot. No, I'm on 5th spot. And it's kind of hard to remember sometimes.
You must really like The Force Awakens.
I'm on my fifth spot. Force Awakens. Okay. Fourth goes to A New Hope. Third goes to third goes to Empire Strikes Back. Where am I?
Empire Strikes Back. Okay, so you're on.
I just did. Rise of Skywalker, Last Jedi.
Right.
Are you looking at the list right now?
I'm just looking at the whole list. That's all I'm doing. Let me see. I lost my. Okay, trailer. There you go.
I got Rise of Skywalker, Last Jedi. Return of the Jedi. I'm going to cut this. I'm going to restart real quick. So, ninth place goes to Rise of Skywalker. Seventh place goes to the Last Jedi. This is struggling for me. Ninth, eighth, seventh goes to Return of the Jedi.
I don't know about you, but I'm gonna be very quick with this. I'm just gonna be honest, straight honest. No context. You know, why I feel this way, I'm just gonna be like, yes.
I think I need to stop putting the numbers on there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. From least to favorite is least to most loved.
Okay.
Rise of Skywalker, The Last Jedi, Return of the Jedi. Attack of the Clones, Phantom Menace, The Force Awakens, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Revenge of the Sith. There we go. Okay.
Revenge of the Sith better be the first. For me personally, man, I'm gonna say The Last Jedi from least to favorite, of course. The Last Jedi, The Rise of the Skywalker. Yes. Yes. You're not gonna like me about this, but The Phantom Menace. The Attack on the Clones. I was just watching that. The Force Awakens. I'm a little split between these two, but I'm gonna go with The New Hope. A New Hope. I really love that movie. The Empire Strikes Back, and of course,
I really love Empire Strikes Back.
And of course, Revenge of the Sith. You know.
All right, let's get into this next topic. Jason's gonna take the bull by the horns on this one.
All right, so we're going to be talking about Ryan Coogler. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his name, right?
Yeah, probably.
Ryan Coogler. Sorry if I butchered that name. Sorry, your name's weird. Anyways. Anyways, he's talking about making a Black Panther 2 without Chadwick Boseman. And he quoted saying, "I'm still currently going through it. One thing that I've learned in my short or long time on this earth is that very difficult to have perspectives on something while you're going through it," which makes sense. "And this is one of the most profound things that I've gone through in my life, having to be part of keeping this project going without this particular person who is like the glue who held it together." What do you think about that?
Keep going.
All right. That said, you have a professional life. You've got a personal life. Personal life, I'm going to say that when you work in something that you love, those things blend. They come together. I'm trying to find a work-life balance, but I'm not there yet. So this is without question the hardest thing I've had to do in my professional life. I can't talk right now. I'm incredibly sad to lose him, but I'm also incredibly motivated that I got to spend time with him. You spend your life hearing about people like him for this individual who is now an ancestor now. I was there for it. It was such a credible privilege that fills you up as much as it knocks you out. So often, as black people, we have to pick up the pieces after loss. Dang, man.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. What do you think about that? I don't blame him, though. Like, it's still recent. It still feels recent, just like Kobe Bryant. It still feels recent.
The thing was that he was also making some good progress on the script, right before he died. Like, well, when he died.
Right.
So it's like, dang, what am I supposed to do now?
Exactly.
He has to go back and rewrite that. And
he was pretty much the glue that brought everything together because he was Black Panther. I mean, obviously. That's like saying, God forbid, that knock on wood, if it happens, but if Tom Holland was to pass away.
I don't think it's as big as Black Panther.
Well, yeah.
Because you can just bring it out, Tobey Maguire.
Okay, how about this? Not saying now, but like in the beginning of his career, what if Robert Downey Jr. was to die?
Yeah. Let's say if he died of like past, like in 2013.
Right.
Like after Iron Man 3.
Right.
And then with all the stuff they had planned for him, that would like send the MCU through like a hole.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like the same impact. Like kids wanting to grow up to be like Iron Man, not exactly like Iron Man, but like they looked at him as a hero.
Not just white people.
It's not just white people. Like every race, they wanted.
You know what's funny? I was watching this little documentary on Disney Plus. It was I think it was The Characters That Make Us. No, not That Characters That Make Us. Something about it, and then there was this I assume she's very woke. She was like, pretty much saying it's just amazing. Like, I mean, I don't understand how these minorities can look up to someone like Captain America. Like, that's crazy how they did that stuff back then.
Like, okay.
Which no, but listen, I do understand that the people do need representation. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's not a crazy thing to expect a black person to look up to someone like Captain America. It's not crazy.
No, I get it, but it's not out of the window. Like, that's why there's just levels to this, man. when it came to Black Panther, I feel like he represented like most, like literally all the black community,
the culture,
the culture, and of course, Captain America represents America. Like,
yeah, I thought you were going to say white people. I was like, whoa. No,
I was not going to say that.
Whoa.
No, that's a little too.
He represents the white people.
I'll get canceled so fast.
No, you won't get canceled. The cancel culture will be like, yeah. because he's a white, straight man.
White people are going to look at me and be like, yeah, we don't.
That's funny.
But it's just like, it just something like Black Panther, like it made kids, like for example, kids of color, like find a hero that they can relate to, like skin wise and culture wise. So I understand why.
And he was a great role model too.
Exactly. Not only from the movies, he was a good role model. He was also a good role model with cancer patients and people who are going through it in the hospital. He visited cancer patients. He donated to hospitals. He did everything for the community. So he was just an all around really good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a great loss that it shook me to my core when I found out. Like, I mean, I think I, like, my eyes got watery. I didn't, like, full-on break down and cry. But it was more of just, like just getting punched in the stomach.
Right.
I was
going to say getting shot in the stomach. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, yeah, it felt like that, too. Because, I mean, my wife comes in and just tells me, I'm like, No. You joking? Like
you know how it's like it's just some. It just feels like every time you hear something that's just crazy to you, like you always be like, oh no, that's not true.
Yeah,
or, I can't believe that. It's just crazy. Like nowadays, it starts to feel like wow, like
yeah, and then sometimes I just be like randomly just like. Anytime I think about like the MCU, when I think of what they're gonna do, the next time I think about like, damn, Chadwick Boseman isn't gonna be there no more, and like I just be like, why is he dead? Like I just do that randomly throughout the day sometimes, like, cause sometimes it's like in my mind, like my mind thinks he's still alive, and right. Then it's like slap of reality, it's like, oh no, he's gone.
Yeah, it's just crazy being like. I understand that, for example, Kobe is dead, but it still hasn't, like, left me that the realization that he's dead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a crazy world we live in.
Yeah. It's crazy how these people that we don't know personally can affect our lives so greatly.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. RIP to Chadwick Boseman, RIP to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Also, the passengers in that plane, helicopter too, of course.
Because some people do forget about them.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the name. Let's get happier, okay?
Yeah, let's get up our seats.
Let's get into the Mortal Kombat trailer. Are you excited?
Yo, I'm so excited, man. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for this movie, man. Like, I've been hearing like theories about Smoke, Noob Saibot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, yo! I'm so happy for it. Absolutely, of course they're gonna have fatalities.
Can't wait for those fatalities,
right?
Rated R, boys. Rated R.
Oh, it's gonna be so good. And then the good thing about it is that, well, hopefully, if it's true, they have like you know those rejected characters that I mean not rejected, but like characters that people don't really care about.
Yeah.
Come to the movie and then they
just to die.
Yeah, just to die, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have fatalities, and you don't want to go off like an important character.
Right, exactly. So I'm hoping that's the case.
I mean, we know that Reptile's already dead.
Yeah.
I kind of upset at that, but I mean, because he can be a pretty decent character.
Right.
But nope.
No, they say. Out of here. Get them out.
Your heart is mine. Kanan was like, your heart is mine, brother. Beauty.
Oh, my gosh. And then have you seen the part where, what's his name, Jax? He does his clap?
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to see that. Yeah.
I think he was doing that to Goro.
Goro?
I think that's what he was doing. Because I was, like, trying to break down the trailer for myself. Because, well, first of all, we see, well, obviously, Scorpion's going to be on the good side, Sub-Zero's going to be on the bad side.
Yeah.
And we get to see Kano will be on the good side as well, but I still think he might double-cross him because he's a mercenary at the end.
Yeah, he's Kano.
And also because he kills Reptile, so that's also why you assume he's on their team at the moment. And you can also see, I forgot his name.
Cabal?
Yeah, Cabal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? The guy who runs fast?
Yeah, Cabal. Yeah. Yep.
You can see Cabal, and there's also a new like poster that you can see Cabal in it as well.
Right.
Like the actual design of him, and he looks like Cabal. You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen, now people are really talking about this and they're like, they're iffy about it, but have you seen Melina?
Yeah, she's a light skinned chick.
Yeah.
She's not Asian.
She's not Asian at all. She's just a light skinned chick.
She's just a light skinned chick. Oh, yeah. Here's a Cabal right there.
Yeah, Cabal looks cool.
And then there's Melina. Bro, why does she look like she just got done eating a pie?
Oh my gosh. I hope she kills that role, though. I'm gonna be honest. I hope she kills it.
Do you think that there's a Cole. And he looks like he has a he can summon armor or something like that.
Right. I'm hoping, like, because I've heard theories about, let me talk about the theories. I heard the theory about Cole being, like, winning the tournament and then him, you know, winning it all. I don't want that to happen. I really don't want that to happen at all. That's going to be so trash. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's the first time that Liu Kang is in the main character.
Yeah.
And they're going with this new character, which it's quotation, I mean, air quotes, new character. I think there's going to be a little twist that it's actual character that we know.
Mm. I mean, I've been hearing theories of, like, who he is. Like, they're thinking, people are saying theories that he's Johnny Cage. Uh-huh. Whatever thing. I'm trying to remember another theory that he was.
I hope he's not Johnny Cage. Huh? I said, I hope he's not Johnny
Cage. Right? That would be terrible.
You know what? I think a good Johnny Cage would be Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. That would actually be really cool, though. But I also saw a theory. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Well, I seen one that he's Sub-Zero's brother.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one.
But I highly doubt it, though.
Yeah, I highly doubt it, too. Which, I mean, because it kind of makes sense, because in the trailer, you see that Sub-Zero went to Cole's, like, gym, I guess.
Right.
Because you can tell, because you see the cage in the left, and you froze the whole thing.
What do you think about... How do you feel like this movie's gonna be? Like, how good do you think this movie's gonna be?
I mean, I'm excited. I hope it's really good. Well, we need to work on that. Get over here.
Oh my gosh.
Get over here. Get over here.
Sound like a prince of, like, get over here right now.
But man, I totally dig Sub Zero's voice though. He's just like, I am Sub-Zero. Like, I was like,
He does sound pretty cool.
I was like, oh my goodness, Sub-Zero.
Yes, Sub-Zero.
And then, get over here.
Hey, get over here. Come to detention. Like, what?
I mean, I have high hopes for it. I hope we get some characters that we haven't seen yet.
Right.
Thrown in there. Like, maybe we get a Johnny Cage. How can y'all not? Why do they not have Johnny Cage?
The movie star.
The movie star. They don't have the original. Well, they have the. He was part of the original three, though. I'm talking about movie wise.
Yeah.
Because the first movie, it was Liu Kang, Sonya Blade, mm-hmm. and Johnny Cage.
Right.
There was the original three. Why can't we get those? Where is Johnny Cage?
And then you also can't forget the sus Raiden. The sus the very Raiden. Sus Raiden.
What do you think I like about all the character designs right now?
Honestly, like, starting off with Jax, I think his character design looks really cool. I like his metal arms.
Are you sure you're talking about Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey? I'm talking about his design. I'm talking about his face.
His design.
Like, I think his metal arms look cool.
Oh, man. Oh. That, if there's another scene that can take it for me, but that, like, freezing the shotgun scene, that would be my best scene. If there's one that tops it for me personally, right. And when I watch the movie, that was just so cool. No pun intended. Man, it was just like, I was like, oh no! And the bullets were still going, and then they stopped. Oh my god!
I was so fired. I really like that. I feel like the movie is gonna be so good. They cannot fold with this movie. They cannot sell.
If they mess this up, there's just no hope for more Mortal Kombat movie anymore.
There's no return.
Keep a Johnny Cage.
just bring him somehow. Like, just be like, hey.
He'll probably be at the end. He'll have a little cameo at the end, maybe.
Hitting someone in the nuts, you know.
Oh, and bring, what's his name? Bring Keanu Reeves as Kenshi.
Ooh, that would be fire. That would be fire.
That would be fire. Okay, so let's get into our... Dang. Oh, no, we're not on our final yet. Ooh, I was about to say, it's 30 minutes. Bethesda officially joining Xbox. What do you think about that? Are you a big Bethesda fan?
Of course. with Skyrim and Fallout, even though I only play like two Fallout games, but still, it's still a good game. Good series.
Are you really a fan, Jay?
I would say I'm not the biggest fan. I'm just a casual.
Okay.
When it comes to Bethesda. But I mean, more exclusives.
Yeah. Xbox came out and said all future titles will be Xbox exclusives. Mm. Which I'm wondering if that's the same case with the Indiana Jones game. It's made by Bethesda, but it's also, you know, with Disney and all that.
Right.
But then again, Spider-Man was also a PlayStation exclusive.
Right.
That's what Disney is. Well, no, because they don't own Spider-Man. That could be a different story. But curious to see if that game will be Xbox exclusive as well. I'm not a crazy fan about Bethesda. To be honest, their games bore me a little bit.
Then you have never played Skyrim before.
I played Skyrim for a little bit, and then I played the first. I played the first like beginning and didn't finish it.
Dang.
I didn't even finish the first beginning. and then Fallout. I played Fallout what, 4, the latest one.
76.
No, I'm not talking about 76. Get 76 out of here. I'm talking about like the latest, like in the...
The newer one?
Yeah. 2015. It was the 4, one, right?
I'm well, pretty sure it was 76. That's the game
no,
that
everyone... Not 76. Not the multiplayer one. I'm talking about like, the single player one.
The single player one. You talking about the one that they were in the...
came with a dog. He had a dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think
it was 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fallout 4, that was the one I played, and I kind of enjoyed it. I can see myself going back and playing Fallout 4. I can see it, especially with all the crap. Well, I think it was already on Game Pass, but a lot of Bethesda games are on Game Pass right now.
Yeah.
After that hit the news boards, they just flooded a bunch of Bethesda games. Yeah. You know, they got Dishonored. I think... BioShock is one of them as well by Bethesda.
No, I don't think so. No,
but yeah, that's great for Xbox because then they got more exclusive power, and
mm-hmm.
Sony's gonna have to think of something to counter. Which Sony buys will. Ubisoft.
Like, let's be honest, they will.
So let's get into this one question. Should Halo Infinite have a battle royale?
Why not? Like, Call of Duty got a battle royale. Like, let's be real. Nobody was thinking Call of Duty was going to make a battle royale. Let's be real.
I mean, some people thought.
No.
Well, they made Blackout, remember?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. During the time before Blackout, people were like, they're not going to make a battle royale. They ain't going to try to do something like Fortnite.
Yeah.
And then when people started talking about it and it actually happened, they was like, oh man, they actually did it. Which Blackout was trash. But Warzone was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, because that was their first battle royale.
Yeah.
They obviously learned from their mistakes.
Right.
And they made something amazing.
Like, something that's like still competing with Fortnite to this day. Like, Warzone
In my opinion, I think Warzone is the best battle royale out there. Some Apex Legends fans will disagree.
Apex Legends is dead. Like, what?
No, it's not dead. A lot of people still play that as well.
A lot of people.
But it's, it's very more skill-based, I would say.
I'm surprised a lot of people still play a game.
No,
I thought Warzone killed it.
No, Apex Legends is still rising high. And there's a lot of people who think Warzone's trash.
It's probably because they're trash at Call of Duty, that's for sure.
I mean, I'm trash at Apex Legends, that's why I play Warzone. did you know it's in the same like Titanfall universe? Did you know that?
What, Apex?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I mean, because the gunplay is a bit similar as well.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, some people say, I mean, like, Halo's literally built for a battle royale with the shield and all that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they would still have to tweak it, because when someone gets your shield down, they can just headshot you and then kill you just like that.
Yeah.
Which they can obviously just tweak it a little bit, as in, like, when your shields are down, you get more health, base health.
Right.
But also, there should be more shields. I think there should be similar to Warzone, you know? Have, like, three stages of your shield.
Right.
And then, you know, they can just, like, they can, like, be just these little orbs that you pick up around the map to be more shield. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And then the vehicles. Well, for someone in a Banshee in a Battle Royale, my goodness. That's going to be crazy.
You're going to see a whole bunch of people with rocket launchers just boom, just like right to the Banshee.
Man. And I don't think, but here's my thing. If they're going to make it, I don't think they should have a branch out like Warzone. Because I just don't, that's not Halo in my opinion. I mean, to be honest, I don't think it should have a Battle Royale. But if it does, I'll have fun and I'll play it. I'll play the hell out of it.
Do you think it should come with a battle pass too?
I got no clue. I mean, I think a battle pass should just stay with the multiplayer.
Okay.
Or just do both. You know, so you can do the battle pass by playing multiplayer and playing the battle royales of it.
I get that. Well, at the same time, if they do come with this battle royale type of game mode, they should definitely go with the battle pass, because a lot of people buy the battle pass and they get money out of it, so they should definitely go for that. That's extra money in their pocket, so why not?
Well, yeah, and then we were told that this game is going to be updated for a while as well.
Exactly.
It's gonna be like the longest updated Halos ever. I'm excited for Halo Infinite. I hope they make it good. I mean, sad news that I heard that they're still not adding playable elites, and there won't be dual wielding in Halo Infinite, which is
stupid.
Why? Why? I mean, it's so, I'm gonna say it's so early, but I'm pretty sure there's still a chance if the fans allowed enough, there's probably still a chance they can add dual wielding and add playable elites. We hadn't had playable elites in Halo Reach.
Right.
2010. I want my playable elites. And I probably won't even touch them if we get them, but I imagine being armored too, you know?
That would be pretty cool, but they don't care about the fans.
They don't care about the fans. Bring Bungie back.
It's like, we like your suggestions, but we're good.
but this is our job. This is our professional jobs. You like, guys don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you sit there and play your casual games. We do our job.
We make the big bucks, okay? That you guys give us, but it's okay. Oh, I actually think Master Chief should die in this one.
Master Chief dies in this
one?
No,
I think he should die.
Oh, you think he should die?
Unless he becomes a god.
He just ascends and he's like, I'm a god now.
I mean, I can see it, because there's some, like, theories and rumors that, like, he's kind of like a forerunner. Or, okay. Like, he's like a forerunner. There's something there. Like, there's something why he's been able to survive so long, you know, this stuff. He's probably a foreigner. Or a descendant of foreigner. You know, like a reincarnation.
Or he's just Master Chief and he's just a beast.
He's just Master Chief. So let's get to our last topic of the episode. WandaVision.
WandaVision.
What did you think about the season as a whole, Jay?
Oh, man. Like, I really love, like, how, like in the beginning, it was just Wanda, like, pretty much, you didn't know at first that she was controlling everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, she was controlling everything, like, in the beginning, but Agatha was still, like, manipulating stuff, like, for things to happen in her so much story. So yes, she was still, you know, everything, she was controlling everything, but Agatha was still in there, like, doing things,
fixing things. It was Agatha all along.
And then the funny thing is, like, I feel like next time, like, if I watch the series, I'm not watching the theories anymore. Like, they just ruin it for me. I don't know why. They just do sometimes. Like, I want to be, like, surprised. I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, and then sometimes you might be, like, how you say it, hyping yourself up for a theory, and it doesn't actually happen.
Exactly. Like,
that's what happened a lot for, like, The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
And then they just bombed it. Like, but, like, I don't know. Like, next time, I'm not watching any theories. Like, anyone's opinions. Like, nah, I'm done with that.
Well, there was one video. I was like, who was the bee catcher? Like, who is the bee catcher? I was like, oh, who was it? And then you find out that it was just some random.
You're a random dude.
Just some random dude.
It's such a letdown.
And the whole, I was pretty hyped for the Ultron theory.
That was so cool.
But that guy was an Ultron. Right. And I was like, is White Vision Ultron? No, he's not. Where is White Vision?
That's right. Because in the last episode, he was just like, Iron Vision. And then that's it. He just flies away.
He said, I'm out. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Which is probably going.
What is the ship of Thesis?
Which I'm guessing is that he's going to show up in, like, I don't know.
Some people say he's going to show up in Armor Wars, which is the show with War Machine. That's going to come to Disney Plus. And then he'll probably, along the line, be in a Avengers movie.
What I'm, like, trying to understand is that, because I didn't see any theories, because I'm good. But what I'm trying to understand is that, did he, like, get his, like, memory back, and now he, like, thinks, like, the Vision that was next to him, the original Vision?
I would assume, because, I mean, he gave him all the memories that was wiped, because that was the original Vision.
Right.
I remember
that was the body, yeah.
That was the body, and he gave him all the original memories. He said, Iron Vision. Jetted out of there.
That was great. He's Iron Vision.
And then, oh, man. And then Quicksilver was such a letdown.
He really was.
I mean, you take a Quicksilver from another universe.
Right.
And you bring him in here for a boner joke.
Right? He's like, oh, nice, Boner. Like, what?
No, because his name was, like, Boner.
Yeah.
Like Ralph Boner, something like that.
Boner, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted more stuff with Quicksilver. I definitely wanted more stuff. But personally, I would love to have the original actor back. I like the original actor better.
Yeah, I agree.
You didn't see that coming? And, like, I just love the original actor better. And, well, the director said, be patient with Quicksilver, really.
Right.
I guess they're not done with him, you know? Or Ralph Boner. They're not done with Ralph Boner. But, y'all, we finally got it. Scarlet Witch. We got the name now. And we got the costume.
It's about time,
man. And it looks damn good.
She looks great.
She does look great, man. Woo. I'm not the wife her up, you know.
Coughing season. No, she's
fine. Man, she looks great. That costume, top notch. They definitely did take some inspiration from the Magneto costume from X-Men Apocalypse.
Dude, what do you think about that? I know some people didn't watch, like, all the way through, because they probably missed some parts.
Because I was under the impression that we were still going to get that Luke Skywalker level cameo. But we never got it. And you know, what was funny is, well, when I saw, like, that they were in the woods, I was like, Wolverine!
Right?
And no, it was just her.
And then, like, in the back, you see, you know, Like it's
she's using her astral projection.
Right.
Which is crazy because that's something that Dr. Strange has used, but he can only use it when he goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to use it while she was drinking coffee.
Right.
That's how powerful she is.
That's insane.
And man, why didn't we get a Doctor Strange cameo?
That would have been great.
If he was like, what are you doing? Doing his little hands and stuff. Man, I can't wait for Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
That's going to be good.
I can't wait for that, man. And hopefully we get Wanda to go crazy and kill some Avengers, like the comics. Because also, we see that, I mean, you can only assume that she's trying to figure out how to bring back her children.
Right. But I'm not going to lie, like, when she was, like, saying goodnight to her kids, and, you know,
I cried.
Yeah, I kind of cried a little bit. You know? And then when she was saying bye to Vision, that actually brought some tears to me. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what's funny? You say that, but the only part that really made me sad was like, or just like, oh, was just when Vision was giving the White Vision his memories back.
Oh my god!
That just made me like, because I thought, because I was expecting him to be like Wanda,
right?
Like go back to Wanda, but he's just like, I'm a Vision, I'm out. But I was just getting like emotional because of him getting all his memories back and what happening.
Right.
And then that was about it. And then that whole stuff was like, oh, okay. Did you actually cry though?
And I mean, like, I got teary eyed. Like, there was like a tear that was trying to come out, but I was like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That you suck up.
Dang. I mean, yeah. It was pretty sad.
Yeah.
And then, oh, there's a piece of the Mind Stone that lives in Wanda.
Lives in Wanda, yep.
That's yep. Nuts.
That is pretty crazy. Because he was just like, how, like, pretty much,
what am I?
She was just like, you're a piece of, like, I don't really remember too much, but
you're a piece of the Mind Stone that lives inside of me.
Yeah, and then she's
and then
like,
she added something else. With
yeah,
it.
Right.
I guess like her magic.
Like, you're my heart, you're my something like that.
You're my feet, you're my hands. Man, and then he was just like, bye, dear, like or something like that.
Yeah, like.
And then she was like,
I said, bro, it turned me tear eyed, bro. Like, I'm just like, wow, man.
Well, let's not forget about all, let's tie up some loose ends. Rambo, I'm pretty sure she's going to be in Captain Marvel 2, maybe? Oh, and we also find out kind of she doesn't like Captain Marvel. There's just something that's happened between them.
Okay.
Did you notice that?
No, I know.
Well, because it was something like they were talking about how powerful Scarlet Witch was,
mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy Woo said, like, well, Captain Marvel could have took out Thanos too as well.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Saying, like, let's not talk about her, blah, blah, blah. She said something like that. But she got her powers, and we'll see it fleshed out maybe in that sequel.
Mm-hmm.
She just soaked up some bullets. So we'll probably see her doing some photon energy, you know.
Right.
That would be pretty fun. And Jimmy Woo, can't wait to see him in Ant-Man 3. Can't wait to see him come back.
Jimmy Woo.
Man, he was like, I love Jimmy Woo, man.
He is really cool. I ain't gonna lie.
He was cool. He was funny. I also realized that I don't think we ever figured out who his person in witness protection was.
Mm.
Did you notice that? You didn't think about it, did you?
No, I didn't think about that.
Remember the whole time he went there because someone from witness protection was missing.
Yeah.
We didn't ever know who it was. Yeah, some people were like, It's Wonder Man.
It is Wonder Man.
I don't think we'll be seeing Wonder Man in a while. Probably never.
Right.
Alright, guys. Thank you for watching this episode. And I hope you all have a blessed week, blessed day, wherever you are. And thank you for watching. Now, by the power of Grayskull, We just can't help it!